In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Let's turn to Mary, who's known as Seat of Wisdom and Good Counsel, a Lady of Good Counsel that shall help us to really learn a lot about God this very day, this week, as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We always have to pray the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is God, and He gives us a lot of light, and He gives us a lot of love. So let's say that beautiful prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Lady Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we're baptized, we receive many gifts, many gifts. Among those many gifts are what are called the three theological virtues. Do you know them? They are faith, hope, and charity. And faith means believing in a God that we can't see. Hope means trusting in God even when we have problems, and sometimes big problems. And charity is supernatural love. It's loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and trying to love our neighbor as ourselves. So those three theological virtues are planted, infused in our soul when the priest says, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So let's start to talk about the theological virtues. Let's talk about faith. Definition of faith? Faith is believing a God that we don't see. You probably remember that Thomas was not there when our Lord appeared. And when the apostles saw Thomas, they said, we saw the Lord. He said, I won't believe until I see the Lord and I place my hands in his wounds and his hands as well as his feet and his side. Then Jesus appeared and he told Thomas to draw close. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God, which is a beautiful act of faith. And Jesus said, Thomas, blessed are those who believe without seeing. So faith is believing in a God that's invisible, even though we don't see him. So today in our short presentation, let's talk about how we can grow in the virtue of faith. These theological virtues, they have to be exercised. Young people today say, if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you don't use it, you lose it. If you do not exercise these virtues, then these virtues can be lost. If you like, an analogy might be lifting weights. If you lift weights, then you can build up muscles. But if you do not lift weights, then your muscles turn into fat. You get flab or fat rather than muscle, okay? So muscles have to be exercised. Same thing with language skill. You know, I used to speak a very good Italian. Now my Italian is very bad. I haven't practiced 32 years. I used to be able to throw a fastball about 80 miles per hour. I played baseball. Now maybe 70 miles with the wind behind me. So I'm saying this because if you don't practice, then you can't perfect talents, So the same thing we can apply to the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. So I'd like to mention five different ways in which we can fortify and strengthen the gift of faith. First is this. By asking our Lord to strengthen the virtue of faith. One occasion in the gospel, this man comes to Jesus and he says, Lord, I believe, but strengthen my faith. Beautiful prayer. So every day I think we should turn to the Lord and say that prayer. Lord, I do believe, but strengthen my faith all the more. Second would be to get in the habit of study your Catholic faith. Get in the habit of reading good spiritual books. The Bible is the most important. But I would suggest that you read the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Catechism of the Catholic Church has four pillars or four parts. Dogma, morality, sacraments, and prayer. Dogma. The Catechism explains the creed, what we pray every Sunday. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Morality, the Catechism of the Catholic Church explains the Ten Commandments, the theological virtues that we're explaining to you today, at least one of them, the moral virtues, and the Beatitudes. And then the Catechism explains the sacraments, which are the channels of grace, the channels by which we're sanctified, we're made holy. And last but not least, the Catechism has an excellent explanation on prayer. What air is to our lungs, prayer is to our soul. So there's the second thing I would suggest. Third thing to grow in your faith is by the practice of prayer. Do you ever think about this? When you pray sincerely, you grow in your faith. Because you're praying to a God that you don't see. God is invisible. But you pray fervently to him, and your faith is actually growing stronger and stronger. Now, the fourth way to grow in your faith, and this is maybe difficult for you to listen to and to accept, is through trials and crosses. So when God sends us trials and crosses, and if we accept them, then we actually grow in our faith. And I'll give you a good example. Remember when our Lord told the apostles to get in the boat, to cross from one shore to the other? And they were not getting anywhere. The wind was against them, and the wind was blowing, and they're rowing, but not getting anywhere. And then, maybe about 3 o'clock in the morning, they saw someone walking on the water. They cried out, Ghost! 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 And they didn't recognize it was Jesus. And Jesus said, Get a hold of yourself, it is I. And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to get out and to walk on the water. Jesus said, Come. Then Peter gets out of the boat and he starts to walk on the water. But then, possibly seeing a huge wave, he panics and he fears and he starts to sink. And he says, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. You know, Lord, with one hand, man of little faith. Man of little faith. Then he stretched out his other hand and he grabbed Peter. And Peter started to walk on the water again. That's a beautiful example for our topic today. Is that Peter was asked to make an act of faith, to get out of his comfort zone, to get out of that boat where he felt comfortable, to walk on the cold water. And he did. But what happened is he focused more on the problem than on the problem solver. He should have been focusing his eyes on Jesus Christ. Once he focused his eyes on Jesus Christ, he was able to walk on the water. And I think that that's our problem. Instead of focusing on the problem solver, we focus upon the problem and we sink in the waves of our own fearfulness and insecurity. So that would be the The fourth way that we can grow in our faith. And the fifth is we turn to the Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary has many, many titles. But one title for Mary is, she is the woman of faith. So we pray and we hope that all of you will share this message to others, share it so that other people will grow in the virtue of faith. We pray that through the intercession of Mary, the start of today, we will get to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ better. And we will grow in our faith. So maybe that prayer of the man of the Bible, of the gospel, his prayer should be my prayer and it should be your prayer. And that prayer is a prayer of faith. Lord, strengthen my faith. Lord, strengthen my faith. Lord, strengthen my faith. Amen.